It's Tuesday and welcome to today's teaching. And this week we are going to be focusing really in on our personal value of ourself and getting to the core of why it is, where it is, whether that's in a good place or a not so good place. Before we begin today's teaching, just to let you know that the audio replay of Sunday night's class is below underneath the monthly gathering section. So if you weren't able to attend to that, you might want to listen back to it. We did a lovely teachings around believing in ourselves and how these impact our goals. And I also did a very deep inner child guided meditation journey that you might enjoy as well. So for today, we're focusing purely in on the core reasons that our value is where it is. And I think it's really important for us to be able to understand, firstly, why we may not have as good value of ourselves as we should have, or perhaps we do. Maybe we've gone through difficulties and we've had to learn over time that not valuing ourselves leads to difficulties in life. So you may have done a lot of work on that already for yourself. And if you had, that's absolutely brilliant. But I always feel like somebody in the class on one of the members in the class on Sunday said, you know, that they felt in a good space around their personal value, but it was a long process to get there and they were still in that process. And I think that's the thing that we need to all, I suppose, recognize, is like none of this stuff changes in our life, in our emotional self, or, you know, our thought processes without us being actively aware of why we are in that place in the first place and then what we might need to do to heal things. So looking at the core value of yourself, it would be very important to kind of look back at a time in your life as far back as you can to remember when you started to not have value in yourself. It could have been happening long before that, but the time that you started to recognize, you know, God, I don't feel like I'm valuing myself enough in this situation. Or you may have experienced a situation where you were being undervalued for the first time and how that affected you. And as we start to look back at these situations, we can understand how one instance of being undervalued, one instance of being put down, criticized, or being maybe taken for granted, or, you know, put under pressure to be a certain way, because that is undervaluing who we are as a person. Maybe we're being taught not to be the way that we are. Maybe we're being taught to, you know, things like being told as a child, for example, that you're too sensitive, or you cry too much, or you need to be a good girl, or whatever it is. All of those things actually start to undervalue who we are, and the criticism that can come with that also does that. So you may have experienced that in your family, maybe you experienced that in your schooling, maybe you experienced it with your friendship group or from other parts of life. But what might start out as like a simple, you know, one-off situation, if that gets into your head enough and into your emotional self enough, you can start to actually question your own value. Am I actually good enough? Am I able for doing this? Have I got the confidence in myself? Am I worth something? And as we go through situations that do undervalue us, undermine us, diminish our confidence, that are critical or put us down, obviously, we start to believe that because that is what we are experiencing in our life. And we may then start to draw situations into our life where we are being undervalued more often. So what's happening there is the external experiences of our life are reflecting back to us, you know, how we're feeling about ourselves. That doesn't mean that how somebody is treating you is your fault. Absolutely not. It's a reflection of them. You know, but it can signal to you something of like, okay, well, why is this happening? Is there a piece of me that is undervaluing myself, that doesn't have the right boundaries, that, you know, is treating myself badly and somebody else thinks that they can treat me badly as well? So it's not always the defined answer to why somebody's undervaluing or treating you bad, but it's definitely one piece, and it's a piece that can be good to look at. So today, what I would like you to do, there's two things. The first thing is what I mentioned a moment ago about going back and thinking of the first situation as far back as you can where you were feeling like you were being undervalued, or, you know, criticized, or told to be a certain way, or to do things differently. When was that? And then what I'd like you to think about is in your present life, or even your most recent present life, Are you experiencing situations where you're being undervalued? Are you being undervalued presently by your family? Are you being undervalued by your colleagues? Are you being undervalued by your boss in work? Are you being undervalued within your friendship group? Are you being undervalued within your personal relationship? With a spouse or a partner? Are you being undervalued in any other place? And also, are you undervaluing yourself? So I mentioned the other day, and this is kind of important to remember, we're all going to be on a different like level of this. Some of you will maybe experience undervaluing once in a blue moon because, you know, you have done a lot of work around it and you've put like really strong boundaries in. Or maybe you're just, you know, have a lot of good confidence in yourself, so you don't experience those things. And for others, you might be in a really difficult place where it's happening all the time. And for some of the rest of you, you might be somewhere in between. So we're all coming at it from a different place. But when we talk about undervaluing, sometimes we're thinking of the most extreme circumstances. And as I mentioned earlier here in this teaching and in one of the teachings last week, that being, you know, criticized even by somebody or spoken to even mildly in a critical way by somebody is actually being undervalued by not trusting our own intuition, not trusting our own gut, not trusting our own decisions and thoughts. That's also undervaluing ourselves and our own voice. So we're actually doing it like probably quite often or experiencing quite often, but because it's in kind of simple ways or ways that, like, you know, are just not having a huge impact on us, we may not actually think that we're undervaluing ourselves or being undervalued. So I'd really encourage you to like really think deeply about this. And even over the course of the next week or weeks ahead, start to try to notice if anything's starting to happen like that. Just having a little bit of an awareness piece around it. And it can be as simple as, you know, it's that kind of thing around, we're looking at two things, I suppose, here today, looking at how you're being treated by others in terms of being undervalued, but also looking at where your value of yourself is stemming from. Okay, and the reason I'm bringing these two things together is because, like I said a moment ago, generally, we will start to have external experiences reflect things back to us because this is life. This is the way it shows up for us. So it's important for us to kind of look at both things together. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.